Today we talk about the new concept of Web3 banking. What is that? I will be joined by the co-founder of Fiat24, the next generation fintech company offering payments account to global client. Fiat24 is regulated by FINMA, the Swiss Financial Authority, and they have an interesting approach to the metaverse. But before we go into the interview, remember that all the content here is for informational purposes only. Any financial decision you make, you need to do your own research. Hi, Young, how are you?
Hi, Steffi. I'm doing fine.
Okay, awesome. It's great to have you on the show to discuss this innovative fintech company that you are running, which is Fiat24. I'm quite interested because you define it basically as Web3 banking. So tell me a bit more, what does it mean? And also, what kind of services do you offer to customers?
Yeah, thank you for the invitation. So Fiat24 is a payment account which enables you to move money around the world and receive money from your peers and convert your crypto into fiat in an easy way. So it's offered by a Swiss company called SR Schaffenstein AG, which is fully regulated by Swiss financial regulator.
Okay, so you mentioned about using new technology. So tell me a bit more how blockchain is basically helping you and the industry to disrupt all the financial system for the good.
Yeah, well, instead of booking the client balance on a centralized database, we book everything on blockchain, specifically on Ethereum protocol. It gives you two advantages. First, it's very fast, so you don't have to wait for days for your payments. Second, it gives you seamless connection to your crypto wallet. So whatever you have on your crypto wallet, you can easily convert to fiat and transfer to your bank account.
Explain me a little bit more how you stay compliant, because one of the key challenges right now in the decentralized world is KYC, you know, identify people, verify the transaction. So what is your recipe for compliance?
Well, it's the key question. So we introduced a new concept by using NFT. So whenever we have a new client, the client has to mint an NFT, which will be his bank account. It's a unique bank account number, and it will be the access to the e-banking. So by using the NFT, we have a full overview of who is our client and who transfer money to whom. So by doing so, we stay fully compliant.
And also, can you explain to me why have you choose Switzerland for, you know, having the company headquarter, and also how is working with the financial authority over there?
Yeah, well, we are quite lucky that we are based in Switzerland, because Switzerland has a very open regulatory environment. They keep a technology neutral approach to, you know, regulate the fintech companies. So we have been dealing with financial regulators since years. They are quite friendly and open to us. And they encourage the new technology, you know, to try out the new method, and whilst, of course, being compliant.
One of the challenges of the Ethereum network, which is the chain that the base chain that you are using for Fiat24, is scalability and also sustainability. So what's your strategy here? How you are planning to solve these those problems?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Ethereum protocol wasn't designed for high scale transactions. But right now, there are hundreds of teams working on solutions. So the solution we have chosen is Arbitrum. So we built all our protocol on Arbitrum so that the transaction time is very fast and the transaction cost is very low. So in general, if I transfer, I make a transfer, the gas fee is around $1.
One of the most exciting things that I want to talk about is your metaverse ecosystem that you are building. And I mean, if somebody goes on your website, see this metaverse with the companies actually owning a piece of land. So I would like to understand a bit what are, you know, the reason behind launching a metaverse and what kind of solution you offer to businesses that buy land in your metaverse?
Well, right now there are many companies that are offering metaverse, but there is no very clear definition what is metaverse. So my understanding is a virtual space where you have ownership of the property that you own, and there will be consequences of what you do here in metaverse. So in our metaverse, so we different to other company, we offer two things. One is the presence of your shop, and we focus on Web3 applications. Right now, there isn't any kind of Amazon who offers a marketplace for Web3 developers or applications. The second is that we offer you a unique bank account here, which will be your payment gateway here, directly solve your payment issue.
So basically, your solution become very appealing for any brand that is developing or experimenting in the metaverse.
Yes, because the whole concept is built on a Web3 concept. And for Web3, other Web3 ecosystem, it will be a seamless connection for them. It's like Legoland. So we build this piece and the other team can use this piece without asking our permission.
And also, I guess it will also be easier for them, whatever money they make in the metaverse, to stay compliant because they are banking with you. So it's a better way for them to report whatever is the profit they make in the metaverse. Am I correct?
Of course, of course. If they are a legal entity, we have to onboard them in a very usual way, as bank onboard any legal entity. But we offer a bunch of reporting and transaction histories, and so that they can, you know, report to their tax authority or regulator.
So basically, it's two sides. One side is you facilitate a transfer between fiat and crypto to customers like myself. And on the other side, you facilitate or help brands to unlock the evolution in the metaverse, offering a report and everything to stay compliant as a legal entity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, for example, PayPal, they open account for corporate and open account for individual so that individual can pay, you know, money to corporate for whatever they buy from them.
I'm so interested because you mentioned PayPal, then we have got other, you know, web, I'm not sure if you should call it Web3 bank or maybe neobank like Revolut. So tell me a bit how are you staying ahead of the competition and what makes you different from those other financial service provider?
Well, there are many neobank or fintech bank on the market right now. But as far as I know, they are still using the traditional technology by booking all client ledgers on centralized database. But the only thing they do is that they try to make a better app and better usability. So in the opposite, we try to use a totally new technology to book client ledger, and by giving client instant payment user experience.
Okay, I think that's quite clear. Finally, tell me a bit about your incentive program, because I guess many of our viewers, you know, they said, okay, that's an interesting thing. If I become a customer right now, what benefit can I get?
Yeah, well, since we built everything on blockchain, it's for us, it's very organic to give incentive plan. By means of a token, yeah? So we have our platform token, which is called F24. So right now, if you mint NFT, we will give 500 F24 token to you as a royalty point. So you can use the royalty point to buy premium land on our metaverse, or use the premium royalty token to save your commissions by converting, when you convert fiat to crypto.
Okay, that's good. So explain a bit about the commission and how you make money, because I think that's an important point for transparency, obviously.
Yeah. So normally, if you convert crypto to fiat, we charge 1%. Yeah. But if you have our royalty token in your wallet, you can save the same amount of commission, which is equivalent to the number of royalty points you own. For example, if you have 10,000 royalty points, you can convert 10,000 crypto to 10,000 fiat for free for within 30 days. The next month, you will have, again, 10,000 dollar equivalent free amount.
Okay, that's very interesting. So call action, what, where people should go if they want to take part in this airdrop and want to benefit from this opportunity right now?
Well, just visit our website app.fiat24.com to mint a free NFT.
For any brands that want to get in touch with you to benefit from your services, who they should get in touch with, or how they reach out to you?
We have three channels, which is Discord, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So through all those three channels, you can get contact with us.
Okay, Yang, was great to have you on the show. And thank you so much for joining us, talking about the new concept of Web3 banking.
Thanks again for the interview.